We're here on KSOM, and we're talking high school girls track and field with Griswold girls track and field head coach Rachel Larson. And coach, a great meet last night for you and your girls. A lot of PRs as you went to Lenox last night. Pretty solid third place finish in the team standings. Only 2 points behind second place Shenandoah. How'd you feel about your meet overall last night?
Yeah, I mean, we've had some really, really cold and windy meets. And so I feel like the girls were kind of getting down about their times. And then, you know, before the meet started, we talked about how the weather was perfect for them. We're kind of at that point in the season where we need to see where we're ranked in some of our events and to really just give it our all. And, you know, they came out and they ran their very, very best. We ended up with 14 PRs last night. So we've had a huge focus on them just running their best times, and they did that last night. So very impressed with how they ran.
I guess one highlight race might have been the 400 hurdles with Carson and Addison Adams both going at it. What was that race like? What's it been like, the competition between the two Adams sisters?
Yeah, honestly, you know, this is their third year, or this is their second year running together. And I would say they're just there to push each other, you know, when there's nobody else. And, you know, it was just those two at the finish line, and they are competing against each other, but they have such a good relationship that it's very positive and very positive for the team. And when they can go out and score us 18 points, that's huge.
Yeah. How would you differ the two of them, Carson and Addison, and what their strengths are in track?
Yeah, they have a lot of similarities and a lot of differences. I will say that that this year, Addison, you know, it took her a little bit longer in the season last year to start running some of the times that she ran, and she had a huge PR in the 400 hurdles at state. But this year, Addison is right there with Carson, where they're finishing within seconds of each other. So I would say this year, you know, they're just running a lot closer times than they were last year, which makes them even more competitive. They'd had a slow start in the season in the 400 hurdles. I think they were both kind of wanting that, you know, they were right around 111. So finally they got that time to get them ranked in the state. But, you know, they both do so well in the hurdles. They run at districts, they'll run the same events as each other, which I know can be hard. You know, they don't have that individual event to just have as their own, but at the same time, it's pretty cool that you can have two sisters running all the same events and, you know, being equally as successful in them.
What were some of the other PRs that really stood out to you from last night's meet?
Yeah, Amanda Hauser has been running some really impressive 400s, and she's a part of that 4x4 team that is now ranked in the state, and they had another PR last night. So the 4x4 has been a big one for them. Just, you know, if we can get four more girls to state, that's awesome. And she's also been placing in the open 100, so she's been running a lot faster this year. Ella Gady, she had a huge PR in discus, and she placed third, and she threw a 98. So that was Ella's a freshman coming in this year. Alexis Steinhoff is another freshman that's running really well in her 800s, and she ran a 2:42 last night in the open 800. So she's shaved about 20 seconds off of her 800 time from the beginning of the season. But overall, you know, we have a lot of depth, like I've said in the past, and we've scored in every single event except for one. So it really just takes the whole team and, you know, like I said, all of them running their very best. So we were happy with third place.
Which one of your relays do you feel like is strongest right now?
Our shuttle. You know, we took our shuttle to state last year, so they've got some experience on the blue oval. And I've actually had an alternate running in the shuttle the last two meets, and we still PR'd last night. So I've got five hurdlers that have a chance at that spot. And so we ran a 109.26 last night, which was a PR for us. And that should put us third in the state now. So that's definitely the event that the girls get most excited for.
Yeah. I mean, your distance medley relay last night, I mean, I think you PR'd by about 8 seconds or so. That must have been a huge race there.
Yes, and so our the freshman Alexa Steinhoff, she ran well in her open 800, but she also anchored that DMED 800 and again ran an awesome time in that. So yeah, the DMED is also an event that we're starting to kind of look at and see what we can do with that.
Yeah. How about field events? What has stood out for you in that department?
Yeah, so Bristol Wyman, she started long jumping last year, and she's a sophomore, and she runs on the shuttle team. And this year, she every meet, she PRs in the long jump. And last night, she jumped a 14.4, which was another PR for her. And she placed fifth, so that was awesome. And that will, you know, of course, help us at the conference meet. And then our discus, like I said, Ella Gady, she threw a 98 and placed third. So that was huge for us. And that was a huge PR for her. And Riley Harrison, she's a senior on the team, and she throws discus and shot put. And she's throwing really well this year as well.
So, I mean, I guess what's the general feeling on this team when you go through a meet last night where so many girls, you know, got their best times for the season? I imagine that everybody is pretty positive right now.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, they are. And, you know, it's hard. It's a great thing as a coach, but it can also be hard because every single meet I'm throwing together different lineups. We don't have a lineup that I say we're going to run this every single meet. And I don't know what we're going to run at districts. And I don't know who's going to be running in some of those events because we're halfway through the season. And if they keep progressing like they are now, you know, I don't know what lineups are going to be the right fit for us. So at this point in the season, with so many girls running so well, we're just mixing things up still. So you just never know what kind of a lineup we're going to put out for each meet.
Yeah. So what is your goal now for this team here in this next couple of weeks before you get to host the conference meet and then you get a chance to host districts right after that?
Yeah, I think just shaving down time. You know, the girls are super motivated by looking and bound and seeing, you know, we're ranked, you know, whatever it might be in the state, and just knowing that they're competing against everybody. I think that's a change from, you know, especially 2 years ago when that wasn't a thing for us. And so I think just knowing that they're competing and that they're top in the state, I think that's super motivating for them, and they're finally seeing all their hard work paying off. A lot of them have been running, you know, before the season started, doing hurdles on the weekends, doing hurdles twice a week before the season started. So they put the work in, and so now it's just really nice to see that it's paying off for them.
Well, things are coming together. I mean, it's just really exciting. I think overall with track and field at Griswold, not just your team, but the boys as well are doing some exciting things. So that's got to get everybody excited. And hopefully,
yeah, and you know,
go ahead.
The co-ed meets are so fun, just seeing the boys there and the girls both having success. You know, I think they feed off of each other in those and that way. And so it's really awesome to see.
Yeah, I imagine. I just hope it just continues. And it could be a special year because you get a chance to, I mean, you don't get these chances too often. You get a chance to host your conference meet and districts in the same year. Not very many schools get that opportunity, if at all.
Absolutely, yep.
Yeah. Well, Coach, really appreciate your time. Let's hope the times keep coming down, and best of luck here in the next couple of weeks. Thanks so much.
Okay, thank you.
Rachel Larson, head coach for Griswold Girls Track and Field, with us here on KSOM.